live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Department of Arts and Culture has said the details of nightclub and indoor gig operation still need to be worked through. The Donegal Treasurer of the Vintners Federation of Ireland fears some pubs will be lost for good. A man has been injured after being assaulted by a gang in Letterkenny. And 48 people are waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital today, making it the third most overcrowded hospital in the country. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, the Department of Arts and Culture has said the details of nightclub and indoor gig operation still need to be worked through. Questions remain about what COVID safety measures will apply to their reopening approved for this Friday. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
What traditionally happens in a nightclub will continue to happen in a nightclub. But there will be.
Micheál Martin's comment drew laughter at this afternoon's press conference, but his other answers left plenty more questions. He said the government wants to see table service in nightclubs and pubs, but there may be an exception to allow bar service in nightclubs. Guidelines also say masks must be worn unless people are eating, drinking or dancing. Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy believes the announcement was confusing.
We're told, for example, you can dance in nightclubs, but you can't go to the bar for a drink. Like, it's very confusing. You probably could dance to the bar.
Also concerned about capacity at large indoor events. Micheál Martin said there will be no cap on attendances, but COVID mitigation guidelines say all people attending a gig will have to be seated and suggest that social distancing will be needed, which would reduce capacity. The Department of Arts and Culture says it accepts there are anomalies and clarification is needed, which will come over the coming hours and days. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Meanwhile, the Health Minister says he feels there's a strong case for healthcare workers to receive a COVID booster vaccine. It's been confirmed those over the age of 60 are going to be offered a booster to curb the spread of the virus. The National Immunisation Advisory Committee is now considering if this should be extended to healthcare workers. Stephen Donnelly agrees.
On healthcare workers, I think there's a very strong case to be made for a booster shot for healthcare workers. I know it's something that NIAC is looking at, and indeed other governments are looking at as well.
The Donegal Treasurer of the Vintners Federation of Ireland fears some pubs will be lost for good. It's emerged that of the 33 pubs that have not reopened in Donegal as a result of COVID-19, six are in the Twin Towns area. Councillor Martin Harley, who owns a bar in Bally Buffet, says there are varying reasons why pubs are not reopening.
Prior to the pandemic, a lot of pubs were struggling, and since a lot of them maybe have made the decision themselves. Big problem now at the minute since the pandemic is getting staff. A lot of them haven't opened for those reasons. A lot of them haven't opened for reasons that they want to leave it till all the restrictions are lifted before they'll open their doors, because they feel they find it difficult to do the contact tracing and all that. So there's different reasons behind that why some of them haven't opened. But a lot of them will never open again, and that's the sad reality of there'll be a lot of jobs lost in that sector because of that as well. I've seen there were in I think it was County Waterford there, where a pub was bought. It's only the last pub in the village. And a good few of the villagers went together and bought it, and they take turns to run it.
Right.
And because it was part of where they met for social gatherings, for local meetings, for whether it was even... parties, local parties, 21sts and all that there. So it was always it was part of their it was part of the community. Mm. like a community hall, but it was just that it was a pub. So that will be lost as well, because as you know yourself, Greg, you know a lot of towns and villages around Donegal that would have had two and three pubs years ago, and there's just one left in most of them now. So and that's the way it's gone.
48 people are waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital today, making it the third most overcrowded hospital in the country. According to this morning's Trolley Watch report by the INMO, 11 patients are on trolleys in the emergency department. Sealta has warned that there is ongoing pressure on bed availability at the hospital, with a high number of people attending the emergency department resulting in long wait times. Adrian Harmon has more.
In a statement last night, management at the hospital confirmed that the emergency department was extremely busy with a high number of people attending. There is ongoing pressure on bed availability in the hospital, and management regrets that many patients are currently experiencing long waiting times to be admitted from the emergency department to an acute bed in the hospital. Staff are committed to treating everyone who presents at the ED, but they do so strictly in order of medical priority and apologise for the long wait times. Given the volume of patients attending the emergency department, the hospital's asking the public to contact their GP during normal surgery hours or the NowDoc GP out of hours service in the first instance if their health problem is not urgent. As part of the hospital's COVID-19 measures, they are asking that patients wait in the ED alone to help maintain social distancing.
A man has been injured after being assaulted by a gang in Letterkenny. On Wednesday morning last, at around 1 o'clock, the man was assaulted by the group of men in the Justice Walsh Road area. It's believed the gang fled the scene in a black car. The victim sustained injuries, none of which are believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the area around the time and who may have witnessed the attack to contact them. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information after two cyclists were injured during an alleged dangerous driving incident in Castlefin. The incident at Carrick-Liscully on Wednesday last at around 12 noon involved a pickup truck. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Three cyclists were travelling on the Castlefin to Liscully Road in the direction of Liscully when a dark-coloured pickup truck with a trailer attached overtook a tractor that was coming in the opposite direction. As the truck passed the cyclists, two of them were forced off the road and were unseated. One of them was treated at the scene for injury sustained and the second was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for medical attention. Neither of the cyclists sustained injuries that are believed to be life-threatening. The pickup truck did not remain at the scene and had travelled onwards in the Castlefin direction. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who witnessed the incident to contact them at Letterkenny. They're also appealing to anyone who was travelling on the Castlefin to Liscully Road around that time and who may have dashcam footage to make it available to them at Letterkenny.
BreastCheck is considering expanding the screening programme to under 50s and over 70s. Currently, only women aged 50 to 69 years old are invited for a routine screening every 2 years. However, due to the pandemic, the programme is currently operating at a pace that means women are screened every 3 years. Lead Clinical Director of BreastCheck, Professor Fidelma Flanagan, says while they're considering expanding the programme, it may not be in the best interest of younger women who are less likely to develop cancer.
And it's well documented that the psychological and anxiety associated with calling back women, even if at the end of the day they don't have breast cancer, is very long-lasting and can even last for a year or even 2 years and might even have an impact on that woman turning up for her mammogram again in 2 years' time.
There are calls to introduce further safety measures in a bid to curb speeding on the Leck Road in Letterkenny. Councillor Donal Coyle says speeding on the road has been an issue for some time and that it has become worse since work was done on the road to make the surface smoother last year. He believes that despite receiving assurances through Donegal County Council, the Gardaí would be carrying out further speed checks along the road. More needs to be done.
I submitted the motion in October and I asked for an update at last Tuesday's meeting and regarding what consultation did the council have with the Gardaí regarding excessive speeding on the Leck Road. And I got the answer that this has been referred to the Gardaí and they are to arrange to have speed checks set up. So at least that's something, but there's a lot more has to be done, like, you know, because of the excessive speeding and the danger to the residents along that road and in particular. I think there has to be more traffic calming measures put in place along with the speed checks that the Gardaí are setting up.
And do you believe there should be more permanent methods, as you said, like traffic calming measures, perhaps humps in the road, or indeed more permanent speed cameras, speed detection zones in the area to help aid the speeding issue?
Without a doubt, that has to be done. Now, the council are very reluctant to put ramps anywhere, and particularly on a road like the Lake Road. And I don't think that they would actually go down that way in relation to ramps. But there are plenty of other things that can be done, like to reduce speed and to make people aware of the speed limits.
Gardaí have announced details of a new national road safety enforcement operation that will target driver behaviour for the remainder of the year. Operation Chorn will be mounted by Garda Síochána nationwide and focus on the four lifesaver offences: speeding, driving whilst intoxicated, non-seatbelt wearing and mobile phones, as well as unaccompanied driving by learner drivers plus road traffic offences. The RSA is also set to support the operation with a programme of road safety awareness campaigns. Sergeant Charlene Anderson has been giving more details about the initiative.
Joint Road Safety Drive comes after a bad summer of road safety this year. The number of deaths overall this year is a cause of great concern. Statistics would indicate that in 2021, a high percentage of fatalities occurred on rural roads with a speed limit of 80 kilometres or above, which will be a particular focus of this operation. So with just 2.5 months remaining in 2021, An Garda Síochána and the RSA are calling on all road users, and particularly drivers, to make a greater effort to stay safe on our roads. As with every fatal or serious injury, collision has devastating effects on family, friends and the wider community, Greg. So our focus for the remainder of this year will be to reduce these collisions through road safety enforcement campaigns.
€211,000 in additional funding has been confirmed for the redevelopment of Burton Port Harbour. It's the second phase of the Burton Port Arnmore Harbour to Island Regeneration project and will involve the provision of the necessary built infrastructure to support the town become a modern, sustainable harbour.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie, with free next day delivery on orders over €85.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Michaela. Outdoor sporting venues will be allowed to operate at a full capacity from this Friday. It follows the government's announcement this afternoon. It's a boost for the likes of Finn Harps, who will now operate at full capacity in the coming weeks, with big games against Northwest rivals Sligo Rovers and Derry City on the schedule. Donegal GAA will also welcome the move as they enter the semi-final and final stages of the club championships. On a national level, 50,000 fans will be permitted for the Republic of Ireland's World Cup qualifier with Portugal at the Aviva Stadium next month. This Friday's FAI Cup semi-finals at Daly Mount and Richmond Park can double their capacities, and all three of Ireland's autumn rugby internationals can also welcome full houses in the coming weeks. On to soccer, and on the European front, Celtic in an early kickoff at 3:30 against Ferencváros in the Europa League Group G. They have just hit 90 minutes. Celtic leading at home to Parkhead by 2-0. Ferencváros scored the first on 57 minutes. Callum McGregor, well, he took the penalty for Celtic, didn't go into the back of the net. It was missed by McGregor. It stayed at 1-1. That was just after 1-0 after the hour mark. And David Turnbull, as the match turned on 81 minutes, got the second goal for Celtic. They lead by 2-0, and they're into time added on at the end of the game there. So Celtic en route to taking the victory in that one. Liverpool and Manchester City are in Champions League group stage action this evening. Liverpool are in Spain, facing Atletico Madrid in Group B. Kicks off at 8 o'clock. Mo Salah has scored in each of his last 8 games. He'll be looking for another tonight. Reds defender Virgil van Dijk says the form of the Egyptian is inspiring everyone around him.
We as players, we know as well that, you know, 1 week he could be, you know, one of the best players in the world, and the next week, you know, people can trying to put you down. So we're just very appreciative of what he's doing. We know the quality he has, we know the difficulties he can give opponents, and obviously he's doing it pretty well.
The other match in that group tonight involves Porto and AC Milan. Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne hopes to add an elusive Champions League title before he finishes his career at the club. Last season's runners-up continue their group stage campaign at Club Brugge this evening. That one gets underway in just under a half an hour at 5:45. Despite dominating domestically in recent years, Pep Guardiola's side are yet to get their hands on Europe's biggest trophy. De Bruyne insists they're doing their best to put that right.
Does it define your legacy for people outside? Maybe yes. I think it depends. You look at the situation, and I'm very happy with what we've done as a club for the last 6 years.
And some team news. Ederson, Ruben Dias and Jack Grealish are all restored to the City side for that game in Belgium. In the other group match tonight, Paris Saint-Germain are up against RB Leipzig from 8 o'clock. Davy Fitzgerald is poised to be named the new Galway senior hurling manager. It's reported that the former Clare, Wexford and Waterford boss will be confirmed as Shane O'Neill's successor tomorrow night. Fitzgerald left the Wexford job in the summer after 5 years in charge. He'll be assisted by a Clare heavy backroom team, including former Galway coach in Lewis Mulqueen. The former president of the GAA, John Horan, has given his backing to a two-year trial for Proposal B around the restructuring of the football championship. After discussions with the county's chairman yesterday, Horan favours the introduction of the league championship format from 2023. This would mean sticking with the status quo next year, provincial championships, qualifier system and Talton Cup. But if approved on Saturday, it would see the championship run as a league basis from the year after 2023. In boxing, as we know, Donegal's Peter O'Donnell was named Team Ireland manager for the Elite Men's World Championships next week in Serbia. Peter told Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show that this is the highest honour to bestow on him in boxing. The reform man is no stranger to management. He first took charge of an Ireland team in 2008 while he guided Ireland to double gold at the 2015 Europeans with Joe Ward and Michael Conlon.
It's a great honour for me. It's the highest honour I got in boxing, Greg. I've led many a team, European schoolboy championships, youth championships all over, and this is the biggest honour I got yet, you know. These are the world championships, you know, and there's a lot at stake this time around too, Greg, because it's the first time that there's prize money, you know. The gold medals, I'll receive $100,000. For a silver medal, $50,000, and for a bronze, $25,000. So there's a lot of stake, and every man will be going to give it his best, you know.
That's Peter O'Donnell, who is the Ireland team manager for the Men's World Championships in Serbia, which take place next week. The action starts on Sunday. Full interview with Peter available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Just finally, back to soccer. This weekend's North West Derby at Finn Park between Finn Harps and Sligo Rovers will be a designated food bank collection point. Saturday's match has been jointly sponsored by the Liverpool FC Supporters Club Donegal Branch and the Manchester City FC Supporters Club Donegal Branch. And along with Finn Harps, they are encouraging supporters to donate. Food provisions taken are canned foods, sugars, cereals, pasta and rice. Vans will be manned outside Finn Park on Saturday from 6 o'clock until the 7:30 kickoff. That's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. The Stormont Assembly has been told by Education Minister Michelle McElveen that she hopes to see the Struil Shared Education Campus in Omagh delivered by 2025. The project, which will incorporate 5 post-primary schools in one area, has been delayed and costs have risen, with the minister confirming that over the past 5 years, the estimated cost has risen by 35% from £169 million to £228 million. Minister McElveen was answering questions from a number of West Struan MLAs, including Nicola Brogan and Daniel McCrossin.
Minister, the Struil Shared Education Campus will transform education provision and will provide great opportunities for the young people throughout West Tyrone, but there's been lengthy delays to the development of the campus. So will you ensure that this campus is still a top priority for your department, please?
I am fully committed to delivering this educationally and strategically significant programme, and following executive endorsement last year, I have issued a ministerial direction to move to the next stage. Pre-tender engagement with the construction industry was completed in August, and the next step is to formally commence a fresh main works procurement competition to build 5 post-primary schools and shared facilities, with the release of the invitation to tender scheduled for autumn this year. The memorandum of agreement, which details the arrangements for the management, ownership and governance of the campus, has been reconfirmed with the education authority and trustee bodies of the schools moving to the Struil campus.
Minister, will you agree with me that this has been met with considerable delays, that needs to be given considerable prioritisation by the department, and can you provide any definitive date as to when you expect work to actually begin this site, so that the schools have been waiting for so long, and the children in particular can actually benefit from these much needed facilities in OMA?
I would still hope that the construction can complete in 2025. We are looking for works in advance of that, particularly around our sports facilities and so on, too, that at least that they will then be on site. But I think it's a positive news story for the area. While it is overdue, I'm confident that we're moving in the right direction.
Scattered showers today with sunny spells. The showers will become isolated later this evening, with highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Department of Arts and Culture has said the details of nightclub and indoor gig operation still needed to be worked through. Questions remain about what COVID safety measures will apply to their reopening, approved for this Friday. The Donegal Treasurer of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, meanwhile, fears some pubs will be lost for good. It's emerged that of the 33 pubs that have not reopened in Donegal as a result of the COVID pandemic, 6 are in the Twin Towns area. A man has been injured after being assaulted by a gang in Letterkenny. On Wednesday morning last, at around 1 o'clock, the man was assaulted by the group of men in the Justice Walsh Road area. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information after 2 cyclists were injured during an alleged dangerous driving incident in Castlefin. The incident at Carrickliscooley on Wednesday last, at around 12 noon, involved a pickup truck. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 19th of October. The death has taken place of Tommy Devine, 6 Clarendon Street, Derry, formerly of 322 Lisnara Road, Plumbridge. Funeral leaving at the family home at 322 Lisnara Road on Thursday afternoon at 20 past 12 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahibrack, at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Donaghadee Parish YouTube. The death has taken place of Kathleen Diver, 239 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house will be private to family, neighbours and close friends. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at melmountparish.com/webtv. The death has occurred of Grace Boyle, née Boyle, 38, Tara Court, Letterkenny, and formerly of Aranmore Island. Grace's remains are reposing at her home. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral from there on Thursday morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed on facebook.com/Irish Martyrs. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Eddie Edward Cawley, Black Rock, County Dublin, and formerly of Newton Stewart, County Tyrone. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Guardian Angels, Newtown Park Avenue, followed by burial in Deansgrange Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed online at mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Guardian Angels, Black Rock, Dublin. The death has taken place of Bernadette Boyle, Bucht Road, Remelton. Her remains are reposing at her home, which is private to family only, please. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Remelton. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Ordersley Donal Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of James Hannigan, 28, St Francis Terrace, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn. Interment afterwards in St Murrah's Cemetery, Fawn. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the church webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the White Oak Centre, Derry Van, Muff. The death has occurred of Bridget Slevin, Kilcadden, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Archview Nursing Home, Letterkenny, care of any family member. House funeral and burial are private to family and neighbours only, please. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, Skill, Tuirhoran, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Clonmany. And the death has taken place of Annie Coffey, Killort, Mallon Head. Annie's remains are reposing at her home with family and close friends welcome. Annie's funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Star of the Sea Church, Mallon Head, with burial afterwards in Lag Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member.